You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hi, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, dollar demand by businesses picks up again after recent decline. That could put fresh pressure on the city. We'll tell you about it. Also, oil marketing companies justify recent increase in fuel prices, insisting it was purely based on international developments. Also, sustaining recent inflation and city gains expected to dominate discussions as Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana begins meeting today to review the economy. Stay with us for details. Thanks for joining us, everyone. My name is Darryl Kwao. Hello to our friends listening from Kofo Radio on KTU Radio. First up, dollar demand by businesses has picked up again based on data secured from some of the major commercial banks in the country. Here's more in this report.
It is not clear for now what has influenced this pickup in dollar demand, but some commercial banks have told Joy Business that it appears some of the businesses are rushing to restock for next year. They also think that the city's strong appreciation against the dollar has resulted in one needing less local currency now to finance those imports, and that has also been a major reason. However, there are some who think that the Bank of Ghana's decision to slow down on dollar support for the market has also played a role. But one news of comfort, according to some analysts, is that the central bank is still in a strong position in terms of dollar reserves to support the market. The local currency has moved from the 10 Ghana cedi range to 11 cedis to a dollar since last week, based on quotes that the commercial banks are offering to their clients. Some market watchers are worried that could we be getting back to that era of sustained pressure on the local currency.
Oil marketing companies have justified the recent increase in fuel prices, insisting it was purely based on international market dynamics. Now, some market watchers have criticized the oil firms for the up to 4% hike in prices per liter despite the city's record appreciation. But Chief Executive of the Association of Oil Marketing Companies, Dr. Riverson Opong, says the city's performance was not enough to avert any hike.
The international benchmark prices, for example, taking a look at crude oil, which appreciated highly, and also the petroleum product that appreciated as well. If not the cedi appreciating by almost 1.6%, we could have had this impact on the local market. But due to the cedi appreciating to an extent, kind of pushing the impact.
You heard Dr. Riverson Opong, Chief Executive of the Association of Oil Marketing Companies. Inflation rate is projected to stay within the single-digit band throughout next year. That's forecast coming from UK-based financial intelligence provider Fitch Solutions. This should mean that we may not see a sharp departure from the current level of 8%. Mike Kriniger is Associate Director at Fitch Solutions.
Yes, global food prices such as rice and wheat will rise somewhat next year and add a little bit of upward pressure to Ghanaian inflation. But overall, price pressure should stay low by recent standards, which will ease pressure on household budgets and support commercial activity and support strong consumer spending. If we move to the next slide, you can see the main reason, however, why we think inflation will remain low is a more stable exchange rate over the coming quarters.
Associate Director at Fitch Solutions, Mike Kriniger there. So, should additional measures be introduced to help sustain recent inflation gains as well as the city's good run? Well, this is one of the issues that will dominate discussions as the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana begins its meetings today to review the economy. Details in the following report.
For the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana, it's about ending 2025 on a good note when it comes to all the areas under its scope, especially at the time that they've met their end year and even medium-term target already when it comes to inflation, which has reached 8% for the month of October 2025. Therefore, the biggest question on the minds of members of the committee is how to ensure that they are not overtaken by events. They are also concerned about the recent pressure on the Ghana cedi and how to effectively deal with that. there are strong indications that inflation will go down again for the month of November 2025. The policy rate currently stands at 21.5%, and there are suggestions that it will go down again. But what we don't know for now will be the margin of reduction. Whatever decision that they will take at the meeting from today to Tuesday would impact on the cost of borrowing in the country, as well as how much you'll be paying on that new loan you intend to take from that commercial bank. We'll also get a fair idea about the current state and health economy.
You're listening to the Joy Business Report. In other news, the Finance Minister, Dr. Castle Atufozin, has given his personal commitment to prudent spending going into next year. There are fears that with the push by government to spend more to stimulate growth, as well as the expected massive capital projects, the country could be caught up again in the high debt trap and budget overruns. But the Finance Minister insists this will not happen.
The fiscal discipline and throwing out primary surplus of 1.5 means you cut waste and all. But in a typical fiscal consolidation, the group you need to shield is the social protection, the vulnerable. You need to shield them. So you could notice that in the budget I allocated 1.1 billion for LEAP.
Yeah.
Allocated about 2 billion CDs also for school feeding and all. Those needs to be cared for. And that is exactly what we are trying to say.
Now, government has again failed to meet its treasury bill's target due to weak bids on the treasury market. According to auction results by the Bank of Ghana, the T-bills were undersubscribed by 30%. However, interest rates remained unchanged on the yield curve. Here's more.
Investors continue to look at other financial instruments that provide higher returns, hence abandoning the treasury market. According to the trading result, the government received 3.94 billion Ghana cedis compared to a target of 5.67 billion Ghana cedis. A little over 77% of the bids came from the 91-day bill. About 3.07 billion Ghana cedis of the bids were tendered. The uptake was 2.97 billion Ghana cedis. For the 182-day bill, 613.27 million Ghana cedis of the bids were tendered. The bids accepted were estimated to be worth 608.2 million Ghana cedis. Also, 257 million Ghana cedis of the bids were tendered for the 364-day bill. About 254 million Ghana cedis of the bids were accepted. Meanwhile, interest rates remained the same on the yield curve. The yield on the 91-day bill went for 11.02%. That of the 182-day bill also stood at 12.66%. The yield on the 364-day bill remained the same at 13.08%.
Some stock market news this morning. The share prices of Ecobank and CalBank are expected to rise this week, driven by high demand for their shares from investors. Let's listen to Grace Munayin of Data Bank Research on how your investments will fare this week.
At the close of trading last week, the boss recorded 7 gainers against the lone laggard. The top 5 gainers for the week were CalBank, GCB Bank, Ecobank Ghana, Clydestone, and Gulf PLC. Conversely, Total Energies closed as a sole laggard for the week. Driven by the gains, the Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index went up by 1.3% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 74.3%, while the Data Bank Stock Index gained 2.5% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 94.13%. Weekly turnover surged by 6 times to 73.7 million Ghana cedis after trading 9.1 million shares over 25 counters.